The study was published in the Biological Research Journal, Proceedings of the Royal Society B. Andrea Leibel, a PhD candidate at USF, says in many cases, invasive species are controlled after they're already introduced, and the study's findings are anticipated to change this problem.
What makes an invasive species is something that, because a lot of organisms, if you put it into a new place that it's not familiar with, it wouldn't be able to find food, it wouldn't necessarily be able to find other individuals to breed with. And so an invasive species is really good at finding food still, and they can survive in these areas where they shouldn't be able to survive in.
Associate Professor Lynn Martin and Leibel in the Department of Integrative Biology studied house sparrows in Kenya to find how invasive species survive in habitats they were not meant to live in. They found a new way for scientists to identify other invasive species before they cause havoc.
One thing that's really interesting about house sparrows is that they're pretty much everywhere, and they can breed in snowy climates and cold climates, very hot climates. So that's what we're wondering, is how they're so good at doing that, how they can be anywhere. So we looked at two things. One was exploration in a novel place, and then we also looked at stress hormones, and we found that animals that are in newer places are going to be more exploratory, which makes sense because they have to be searching more for food. And they also released more stress hormones.
Leibel says the next step for scientists is to see if other invasive species such as Asian carp and lionfish also show the same stress hormone patterns as house sparrows.
I think that would definitely be the place to go to see if other vertebrates also have these characteristics, because it might help us identify, especially with a pet trade, we could look at certain pets and do these little tests and then say, well, this species is probably very likely to be very dangerous at being a good invader.
Leibel says the main goal is to stabilize a species population before it drives out other native species and takes over. These new findings could change the way scientists identify and control invasive species around the world. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.